Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The CDC says starting tomorrow, face masks will be required on public transportation to combat new strains of COVID-19. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The new mask mandate implements an order signed by President Biden on his first day in office. Starting Monday, masks must be worn in all airports, subway stations, bus terminals, and ports nationwide, as well as on planes, trains, buses, taxis, and even in rideshare vehicles. Masks can only be removed briefly in certain situations, such as while eating, drinking, taking medication, or going through security. The order comes as thousands of people are still getting infected and dying every day in the United States. Rob Stein, NPR News.
One of the largest COVID-19 vaccination sites in the country had to close for a time yesterday because anti-vaccine protesters blocked the entrance. It happened at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. The protest delayed hundreds of people who had been waiting in line for hours. South Carolina attorneys preparing to defend Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial have parted ways with the former president just days before an important deadline. Trump must answer the articles of impeachment for incitement of an insurrection by tomorrow. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Attorneys Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier of South Carolina are no longer on Trump's legal defense team. A source close to the situation says the decision to separate with the attorneys was mutual. No explanation was given. Meantime, Trump advisor Jason Miller tweeted they have not made a final decision on their legal team. So far, neither Bowers nor Barbier have commented publicly. Both are from small firms in the state's capital city of Columbia. He's an elections and ethics attorney. She's a former prosecutor and trial attorney. The impeachment trial is expected to begin February 9th. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in South Carolina.
President Biden is calling for the creation of a 21st century version of the Conservation Corps to address the threat of climate change. It's part of a plan to create climate-related jobs. NPR's Nathan Rott reports.
Buried in the raft of executive actions Biden signed in his first full week was a call to create a civilian climate corps. The program, which borrows from the Depression-era Civilian Conservation Corps, would look to put young Americans to work on conservation and resilience projects, including public lands improvements, biodiversity protection, and buffering communities against the impacts of worsening climate change. Work won't start immediately. Biden has asked members of his cabinet to make a plan using existing appropriations and funds. A major jobs program would need support from Congress. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Department of Education is reminding financial aid workers at colleges and universities they have the power to adjust the amount of money a student pays for college when a student's financial situation has changed due to unemployment or other circumstances. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
In a letter issued Friday, the department encourages college financial aid officers to use something called professional judgment to more accurately reflect the financial needs of students and families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. This authority, passed down by Congress, is especially useful now, during the pandemic, since families use 2019 tax info on this year's Federal Financial Aid Form, or FAFSA, missing a lot of changes in the last year. The adjustments can be especially valuable for families who have lost jobs and filed for unemployment. The Ed Department is reminding colleges unemployment benefits don't need to count towards income when calculating aid. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
Authorities in Kissimmee, Florida, are investigating why a 16-year-old girl was slammed into a concrete walkway during a dispute with a school resource officer Tuesday. The officer has been placed on administrative leave. Family attorney Benjamin Crump says the officer should face criminal charges.
What can she have done to justify being body slammed and knocked unconscious, and then to add insult to injury, to have her handcuffed while she's unconscious?
Her family says she still suffers from headaches and memory loss as a result of the encounter. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.